Hello, my name is Tara. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site?
Yeah, actually, I have a question, and I'm so glad you're there. I'm 57, and of course, I live in Alabama. I live in Baldwin County. I take care, my parents are 89 and 82, mm-hmm. and I take them to their doctor's appointments and take them to get groceries, like, you know, pretty much all that kind of stuff. Do I still need to wait before I'm eligible to get a vaccine? Like I said, I'm 57. I take care of them and take them to the doctors here in a little while. And just wanted to know if that, you know, will allow me to go ahead and maybe try and find a place to begin my vaccination process or not.
You can try to go ahead and pre-register or whatever facility, drive-in, drive-up.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're not working for a facility as a caregiver, you're their caregiver.
Yeah. So that should be, that should be acceptable, you think?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so I could just try that. What do you guys recommend? Or do you have any, like, a walk-in or an appointment? Or I guess you just do whatever you can get your hands on?
Pretty much.
Okay. I guess I'll start looking around and calling around and to see if I don't want to feel like I'm lying about it or anything. That's what we've done all week is gone to doctor's appointments. So it just made me wonder because I'm having to go into these places with them and they've had their vaccinations. I haven't, but I'm still having to go to all these places with them. So I guess I'll start calling around. Well, listen, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you taking my call.
No problem. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All right. Thank you, dear.